Hello.
Hello, my name is Jennifer. We're going to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you a registered voter in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Where are you calling from?
We are calling from Opinion Research to conduct an opinion survey.
Okay. Democrat?
Thank you so much. Well, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Elred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like the state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote or wait? Definitely vote?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Well, will you be so kind to answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people? The first one is Roland Gutierrez.
Don't have an opinion. I need to do my research on the race.
Thank you. The next one is Debbie Gonzalez.
Again, don't have an opinion.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
Favorable opinion.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Greg Kucar.
Who's that?
Greg Kucar.
I'm sorry, I don't know him.
Okay, no worries. The next person is Erin Sinner.
Aaron Zwiener?
Yes.
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Ruben Becerra.
Don't have an opinion.
Thank you. The next one is Beto O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke, favorable opinion.
Okay. And the next one is Cheval Pastrano.
Favorable opinion.
Thank you so much. In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, will you vote for Colin Elred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
I am not sure if I had to choose today.
Okay, thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Erin Sinner or Cheval Pastrano, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Pastrano.
Thank you. Well, here's some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. For Cheval Pastrano, is a lifelong resident of Hays County, who grew up on River Road in San Marcos. As a son of farm workers, moved to Cayley, graduating from Texas State, working in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Cheval is a progressive fighter for democratic values, whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to an gridlock on IH 35, and increase the minimum wage. When it comes with Erin Sinner, is in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she is effective both at a stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is someone who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House will you vote for if you had to choose today, Erin or Cheval Pastrano?
I'm leaning towards Cheval Pastrano.
Thank you. Okay, I understand. Next, will you be so kind to rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for the state representative using a number 1 to 5 scale, with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all? The first statement is restoring abortion rights.
5.
The next one is voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
The next one is climate change and protecting the environment.
5.
Grow development and traffic congestion.
4.
The next one is 5 against Texas new law allowing local police to deport any suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
5 meaning I am against that law.
Okay. Against laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
I am very in favor of an assault weapon ban.
And how would you rate that one from 1 to 5?
That's very important, like a 4.
Thank you. The next one is fully fund public education from the state to take the burden of local property taxes.
5.
The next one is to straighten Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
3.
The next one is vouchers, the stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayers dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
1.
Thank you so much. Now, when it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures, or one whose pro-life religious belief leads them to support some of Texas? Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. Next, here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or will not make a difference to you. The first statement is, while the candidate lives in Hays County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have a strong deep roots here.
Well, that's not very important to me.
Okay. So it will not make a difference. The next one is that the candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technically, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her.
That would make a difference, yeah.
That will be definitely vote against or probably vote against?
Probably vote against.
Thank you. The next one is, as a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault.
Probably vote against.
Okay, the next one is, the candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials, reflecting criticisms they were not in touch with Hays County.
That would not make much of a difference.
Will not make a difference?
No, it would not make a difference.
Okay. And the next one is, the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
That would lead me to vote against.
Okay. Definitely vote against or probably vote against?
Probably vote against.
Okay. Thank you so much. Lastly, some statements about the record of a state representative airing as winner. Answered if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first statement is, as the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sweeney leads on fighting climate change, protecting clear air and water, and conserving open space.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to respond.
I'm sure. Do you find these statements for Erin Sweeney very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Okay. And what was the statement again?
Sure. As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sweeney leads a fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
I would probably lead me to vote for.
Okay, and I guess you find it very positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. The next statement is Erin Sweeney has a record delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. The next one is Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Very positive.
Thank you. The next statement is that after listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
Very positive.
Erin Sweeney is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Very positive.
Erin Sweeney has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter bills, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide a life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Very important.
Okay. And then the last one is Representative Sweeney successfully fought hard, stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher machines that will have over billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead of paying for private and religious schools.
Very positive.
Okay. Thank you so much. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House will you vote for if you have to choose to be Erin Sweeney or Chavo Pastrano?
I'm still leaning towards Chavo Pastrano, but I'm undecided.
Okay. Thank you. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. May I have your gender?
Male.
Thank you. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or
40 to 54.
Okay, thank you.
40 to 54, yeah.
And do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
Thank you. And what was the last grade you completed in school?
Master's coursework.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how long have you lived in Hays County? Have you lived there from 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
1 to 10 years, 5 years.
Thank you so much. And that was basically all. I really appreciate for you taking the time of taking the survey today.
No, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your help.
Okay.
Okay. Bye now.